You know what that means, folks. That means it's time for the State of the Vibe Report. Roscoe!
Yo!
Aloha, where are you?
I'm in Buffalo.
Buffalo.
We're doing a rock concert thing.
Chicken wings.
Yeah, we're out here with the Benatires. The food's been good all week.
Excellent.
The first day was Mexican chicken mole. And the second day was
These are the catered rock star meals?
Yeah. Then the third day, we took off and ate. And the fourth day... Let's see, I don't remember the fourth day.
That's because you took mushrooms on the third day.
It's kind of the way the vibes have been going.
Yes.
How's Indiana, Roscoe?
Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's a bizarre spot.
Isn't it, though?
I think everyone there is totally confused about where they are. Are they in Indiana or Pennsylvania?
There you go.
I don't know. It's like the double first name thing. Throws everybody off.
Yeah.
They're coal miners there.
You know. Anyway. I found out that pot grows very well in soil near these coal growing areas.
Coal growing areas?
Or coal mining.
Pot growing coal mining areas.
So I do have a vibe report.
Yeah.
Hey.
Everyone knows that somehow in their life they're getting touched by it, this ridiculous Reagan era that's about to turn into the Bush era.
No.
But which is a very scary thought.
Terrifying.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks, Dan.
Frank's right here, the ultimate mall rebel and rock drum.
Rebel with a process.
Crazy man. I'm getting to the news. But first, I was watching Entertainment Tonight this week, and I saw a particularly distressing little blurb about famous New Jersey short guy Bon Govey.
Bon Govey.
Did you hear about this?
Nope.
He was at one of his gigs, and while he was playing the song, he saw a kid in the front smoking pot, in an arena. He stopped the show, jumped in the audience, took the joint from the kid, and got back up and gave a lecture about how bad it is to use artificial stimulants of any type.
Well, he's just a mall Nazi.
Well, it's really bad. These kids, these suburban kids, it's all they can do is, go out to, a big old basketball arena with 20,000 other little brats, and they can't even smoke pot, so...
That's what he gets for spending his money on Bon Jovi tickets.
Yeah, Bon Govey.
Bon Govey.
But they don't even turn the lights down at these things. I do have a good news item here.
Shoot.
This is from Tillambrook, Oregon, where 9 inmates who were supposed to be planting trees on a work detail have been cultivating marijuana and were arrested trying to smuggle 31 pounds of their crop into prison.
Into prison?
Into prison.
31 pounds. Well, that probably chills them out in prison.
Were stuffed into 2 duffel bags that were found Tuesday in a vehicle returning from the inmates from a forest.
I think in Rikers Island they could use some pot. All they have up there is crack.
Yeah.
Well, they might get it.
They get all wired and start killing each other on hot days.
They said one prisoner tried to swallow his stash.
31 pounds?
Taken to the general hospital where, for removal of marijuana lodged in his throat. that sounds like some industrious cons there.
Yeah, nice to see some people are fighting the Reagan era.
Yeah, even while they're locked up because of it.
Right.
Woo!
Roscoe. I don't know.
Even Roscoe is affected by all this political stuff, so it's getting bad.
Yeah,
Roscoe didn't even know who was president for last year.
Well, it starts affecting musicians, it's really bad. Ever since the 20s, they've just known that musicians were going to be high, but at least they know that they're leaving their town the next day, so they kind of let it go.
They sent Lester Young to jail for boiling down his cough syrup.
Yeah, I did find a new thing, though, and I tried them out today, and they seem to be working. There's this stuff called Excedrin PM.
You took it in the daytime?
Well, you take it in the daytime and wash a few of them down with a Coke, It's kind of like that late 60s rumor that didn't really work, but it kind of worked. Took the edge off of my head.
Activated the mushrooms.
After I took these, I did stop screaming at Manny.
Roscoe, enemy of cuteness.
What? I can't hear because the Myron's out there banging on the drums.
Oh, we called you an enemy of cuteness.
And he's got a lot of drums.
Myron, I bet. Double bass kit.
So I guess, since I can't hear a thing that you guys are saying, I hope that you're having more fun than I am. And I'm just going to go out there and try to meet a girl that hasn't been with five other guitar players already.
Well, good luck, Roscoe.
Good luck, Roscoe.
So, aloha to you dudes, and I'm still not drinking, and I'll be back on Monday with a beard.
Aloha.
Beard? Like, yeah, Elvis?
He's going for the Kenny Rogers look.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Well, give our regards to Pat Benatar, Roscoe.
Okay, dude. Yeah, they were checking out your tape. They wanted to say hi to the Hound, but they got a sound check to do.
That's quite all right.
Send their greetings.
Yeah.
Here comes the tone.
Oh.
Here we go, folks. The State of the Vibe Report. Roscoe is out touring weird parts of the country, opening for Pat Benatar.
Bloomsburg, PA. That's where the roller coaster thing happened. They played there.
Right.
Indiana, anyway. My sister lives there.